Representative Ronnie Jackson slams Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg for manipulating a presidential election. By Jacob Bliss on April 4, 2023. Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, who previously served as White House physician to former President Donald Trump, slammed Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg for manipulating a presidential election by fulfilling his campaign promise to go after Trump. Alvin Bragg is manipulating a presidential election and the rule of law to advance the rabid far-left political agenda of those that put him in office, Jackson said in a statement slamming the district attorney over the indictment of Trump. He only wants to indict President Trump because it fulfills his campaign promise and appeases the criminal left. This spineless weasel Bragg is making up the law as he goes because he doesn't have the courage to do his damn job, Jackson asserted. The congressman was referring to Bragg's campaigning to get the former president if elected. As Breitbart News reported, during Bragg's 2021 Democrat primary race, he campaigned on suing the Trump administration more than 100 times. As seen in a video compiled by the Republican National Committee, RNC, Bragg explained that he should be elected as district attorney based on his record of prosecuting the former president and his family. Breitbart News wrote, after easily winning the general election, Bragg refused to bring charges against Trump in 2022 over the family's real estate practices. Upon receiving criticism from his far-left constituents, he excused the lack of prosecution on the case's readiness. Bragg did not stop with the real estate inquiry. Bragg won a conviction late last year of the Trump Organization on charges of orchestrating a 15-year tax fraud, though Trump personally was not charged in the incident. Since assuming office in early 2022, Bragg has built a career on declining to bring felony charges, decreasing felony convictions, downgrading felonies to misdemeanors, and failing to request bail for suspects accused of felonies. Jackson continued, "This is a dangerous partisan political stunt. Hope he enjoys his 15 minutes of fame because Congress will be coming after him when this is done." Last week, a Manhattan grand jury voted to indict Trump for his alleged role in paying hush money to a porn star, Stormy Daniels. The felony indictment was filed under seal by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. It was unsealed on Tuesday during Trump's arraignment, where he pleaded not guilty before State Supreme Court Justice Juan M. Merchan, showing he was charged with 34 felonies. Last Thursday, after the reports indicated that the Manhattan grand jury voted to formally indict him, Trump posted on Truth Social, stating, "This is political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. You remember it just like I do, Russia, 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 the Mueller hoax, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax 1, impeachment hoax 2, the illegal and unconstitutional Mar-a-Lago raid, and now this," Trump added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.